那么上个星期我是讲到做妻子的本分。
Last week we talked about the duty of a wife.
那么今天我要讲做丈夫的本分。
Today we're going to talk about the duty of a husband.
所以在我还没有分享今天的信息之前，我要稍微补充一下圣经里面两处的经文。
But before I start sharing my message, I want to supplement with two scripture from the Bible.
以弗所书第五章第二十二节到二十三节的上半句。
So Ephesians chapter 5, 22 to the first half of 23.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。
Wives, be subject to your own husbands, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church.
请注意一下，这句经文是向妻子说的。
So please focus that the scripture is talking to the wives.
然后在以弗所书第五章第二十五节。
And then in chapter 5 of, in chapter 5 verse 25,
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
那么这节经文是向丈夫所说的。
This verse is talking to the husbands.
所以刚才那段经文跟这节经文
，So the scripture we just read and this verse
是个别跟做妻子跟做丈夫所说的。
It's talking specifically to the wives and also to the husbands.
所以妻子跟丈夫不要用这些经文来对付自己的配偶。
So husbands and wives do not use these verses to to fight with your spouse.
丈夫不可以说你为什么不顺服我。
Husbands, you cannot say, how come you didn't submit to me?
然后妻子不可以说你为什么不爱我。
And the wives cannot say, how come you didn't love me, husband?
但是圣经的教导就是做妻子的神说向妻子说你要顺服丈夫。
But the teaching of the Bible is, wives submit to your husbands.
然后做丈夫的神告诉他说你要爱你的妻子。
And to the husband, he said, love your wife.
所以今天我要讲做丈夫的本分。
So today I want to talk about the duty of a husband.
好，美国的离婚比例大约有 40% 到 50%。
The divorce rate of the United States of America is 40 to 50%.
那么基督徒的离婚比例大约有 26%。
And the percentage for Christian divorce is about 25%.
为什么基督徒也会离婚？
How come there are divorces among Christians?
那么基督徒会离婚有四个原因。
There are four reasons.
那么第一个原因就是因为他们不顾甚至拒绝主耶稣对这个婚姻的教导。
The first reason is because they didn't pay attention or actually they reject the teaching of the Bible about marriage.
因为主耶稣说神所配合的人不可以把它分开。
Because Jesus said what God put together man should not put asunder.
然后第二个原因。
Second reason.
因为他们不明白圣经对这个婚姻的教导。
It's because they did not understand the teaching about marriage from the Bible.
也没有把这个教导应用在自己的婚姻里面。
And they did not put the teaching into practice in the marriage.
第三个原因。
The third reason.
因为他们忘记了婚姻是神所设立的。
They have forgotten that marriage is established by God.
婚姻在神的眼中是神圣的。
And in the eyes of God, marriage is holy.
第四个原因。
The fourth reason.
因为他们没有 从一个永恒的角度来尽自己对婚姻的责任。
They did not view their marriage responsibilities in the light of eternity.
啊，婚姻是神创造亚当和夏娃之后所设立的。
Marriage is established after God had created Adam and Eve.
那么神看这个婚姻是一个神圣的制度。
God looked upon this institution of marriage as holy.
而且是美好的。
And it is good.
但是因为罪的缘故
But because of sin,
那么婚姻受到很大的影响
Marriage was greatly affected.
那么神所配合的
What God has put together,
那么人却把它分开
Yet man, separated them.
所以今天的讲题就是谈到做丈夫的本分
So the topic for today's preaching is the duty of the husbands.
所以彼得前书第三章第七节这么说。
So in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7 it says,
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住。
You husbands in the same way live with your wives in an understanding way.
那么中文圣经稍微多解释一下。
And in the Chinese translation it added some explanation.
那么情理它的原文是知识的意思。
In an understanding way, in the original language, it means knowledge.
啊，因他比你软弱。
As with someone weaker.
然后中文圣经稍微多一些解释。
And the Chinese translation again gives a little more explanation.
啊，比你软弱，原文做是软弱的器皿。
So in the original language, someone weaker is someone of the weaker vessel.
与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他。
And show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered.
这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
So that your prayers will not be hindered.
所以你们做丈夫也要按情理和妻子同住。
So you husbands in the same way live with your wives in an understanding way.
你发觉到中文的翻译跟英文的翻译有点不同。
You can notice that there is a little bit of difference between the English and the Chinese translation.
然后中文的翻译缺少了一句。
In the Chinese translation, it actually skipped a phrase.
你看英文翻译本的话，比如说 New King James Version.
If you look at the English translation, for example, the New King James Version.
他说 husband likewise dwell with them with understanding. 然后这个 New American Standard Bible 说 your husband in the same way live with your wife in an understanding way. 所以你发觉到英文的翻译比如说 King James Version 跟这个 NASB 它有 likewise 跟 in the same way
So if you notice the two translations are translated likewise and in the same way
那么 likewise in the same way 是指同样的
So likewise and in the same way means the same way
所以我们应当把这句经文翻译成怎么样
So we should translate this verse like this.
同样的你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住。
You husbands in the same way live with your wives in an understanding way.
所以同样的这三个字说明这节经文跟第二章有关系。
So in the same way it's connecting it's connecting this verse to the second chapter.
也就是说，做丈夫的应当学习耶稣基督受苦的榜样。
In other words, it's saying that husbands, you need to follow the example of Christ when he was suffering.
跟随耶稣基督的脚踪去行。
And it is to follow in Jesus' footsteps.
在自己的婚姻里面尽自己的本分。
And it's to fulfill your duty in your marriage.
与妻子同住。
to live in an understanding way with your wife.
妻子不一定做到圣经对她的要求。
The wife may not necessarily fulfill the duty as taught in the Bible.
但是身为丈夫仍然要去爱自己的妻子。
Yet the husband should still love your own wife.
好像主耶稣愿意承受那种痛苦来去爱那些不可爱的罪人。
Just as Jesus, while he was suffering, he continued to love those who are not lovable.
所以这节经文说，同样的，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住。
So it says here, you husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way.
所以情理这两个字，刚才我说过是指知识的意思。
I just mentioned the word understanding way means knowledge.
那么这个知识是指从圣经而来的知识。
And this knowledge is referring to the knowledge from the Bible.
不是谈到这个普通的知识。
Not talking about secular knowledge.
如果你去看这个 Amplified Bible 的 translation.
If you look at the translation of the Amplified Bible.
In the same way, you married men should live considerately with your wife with an intelligent recognition of the marriage relation. 所以当一个人接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主。
So when a person accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior.
所以对圣经的知识应当要增加。
The knowledge of the Bible should gradually increase.
我们这些知识使到他对神的认识越来越深。
And this Bible knowledge would cause him to know God more and more.
而影响到他的生命。
And it should affect his life.
也影响到他对妻子当尽的本分。
And it should affect his duty as a husband to his wife.
所以这句经文所说的知识是指从上头而来的知识。
So the knowledge mentioned here is talking about knowledge from above.
那么这个知识可以说是基督的知识和神的启示。
It could say that it is the knowledge of Jesus Christ or the revelation of God.
特别是指这个指婚姻有关系的知识。
And it's specifically talking about the knowledge about marriage.
所以做丈夫的应当按这些知识来尽自己的本分。
So as husband, you should fulfill your duty according to this knowledge.
而不是听那些人为的知识或者方法。
And it is not to listen to the secular knowledge or use human methods.
如果要进一步去了解这节经文的意义。
If we're going to further understand this verse.
我们必须要了解主耶稣对这个离婚的教导。
We need to understand what Jesus taught about divorce.
在马太福音第十九章第三节到第四节，主耶稣这么说。
In Matthew 19 verses 3 and 4, Jesus said,
他说有法利赛人来试探耶稣说，人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗？
Some Pharisees came to Jesus, testing him and asking,Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all?
耶稣回答说，那起初造人的是造男造女。
And he answered and said, Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female?
并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And said, For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother,And be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
那这经你们没有念过吗？那既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。所以神配合的人不可以分开。
So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate.
法利赛人说这样。摩西为什么吩咐给妻子休书就可以休她呢？
They said to him, Why then did Moses command to give her a certificate of divorce and send her away?
耶稣说，摩西因为你们的心硬，所以许你们休妻，但起初并不是这样。
He said to them, because of your hardness of heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it has not been this way.
我告诉你们，凡休妻另娶的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸淫了。
And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for immorality and marries another woman commits adultery.
有人娶那被休妻的人，也是犯奸淫了。然后门徒对耶稣说，人和妻子既是这样，倒不如不娶。
The disciples said to him, if the relationship of the man with his wife is like this, it is better not to marry.
那么耶稣说，这话不是人都能领受的，唯独赐给谁，谁才能领受。
But he said to them, not all men can accept this statement, but only those to whom it has been given.
因为有生来是阉人，也有被人阉的，并有为天国的缘故自阉的，这话谁能领受就可以领受。
For there are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by man, and there are also eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. He who is able to accept this, let him accept it.
那无论是开放或者保守派
So whether it is liberal or conservative,
而犹太人宗教领袖对婚姻的看法比耶稣来得很低。
The way the leaders of a religion of the Jews look upon marriage, the standard of their marriage is much lower than what Jesus said.
那么这些领袖们甚至耶稣的门徒认为不少做丈夫在他们的婚姻里事业。
So to the leaders, even the disciples of Jesus think that, a lot of the husbands cannot fulfill this kind of duty.
可以与他们的妻子离婚。
And therefore they can divorce their wives.
甚至再婚。
Or even remarry.
所以在他们的脑海里没有想到离婚所带来的问题。
And in their mind, they did not consider the problems that will bring forth from divorce.
我们只是想到一些不重要的借口而提出离婚。
And so all they can think of is unimportant excuses so that they can divorce.
那么主耶稣对这个离婚的教导跟圣经其他的地方的教导没有冲突。
The teaching of Jesus is in no conflict to other teachings in the Bible.
那么虽然人认为有些事情在某种情况下是可以离婚的。
Even though some people may think under a certain circumstance, they can divorce.
但是主耶稣所强调的。
But what Jesus stressed,
婚姻是永久的。
Is that marriage is forever.
圣经还说起初不是这样的。
And the Bible even said it was not like this in the beginning.
因为离婚不是神的旨意。
Because the divorce is not the will of God.
我就在马太福音第十九章第六节这么说。
So in Matthew chapter 19 verse 6 it says,
我既然如此夫妻不再是两个人乃是一体了所以神配合的人不可分开。
So they are no longer two but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together,Let no man separate.
所以门徒听了觉得很惊奇。
So as the disciple heard this, they were surprised.
我既然婚姻这么麻烦。
Since this marriage is so troublesome.
而且要求这么高。
And they have such high standards.
那还是不要结婚吧。
Then the best is not to get married.
但耶稣说不是每个人可以接受这点。
But Jesus said not everyone can accept that.
那无论如何彼得在这里回应主耶稣的教导。
But regardless, Peter here is echoing what Jesus taught.
他说你们做丈夫的要按情理爱自己与妻子同住。
He said, you husband should live with your wife in an understanding way.
当时的文化跟今天的文化容忍这个离婚。
The culture at that time and the culture of today accept divorce.
啊，但是彼得劝勉做丈夫的啊，要与妻子同住。
But yet Peter is encouraging the husbands to live with their wife in an understanding way.
啊，换句话说，不可以离婚。
In other words, no divorce.
我们看保罗在哥林多前书第七章第十节到第十一节的教导。
Let's look at the teaching of Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 to 11.
他说，至于那已经嫁娶的，我吩咐他们，其实不是我吩咐，乃是主吩咐的。
But to the married I give instructions, not I, but the Lord.
啊，说妻子不可离开丈夫，若是离开了，不可再嫁，或者乃同丈夫和好，丈夫也不可离弃妻子。
That the wife should not leave her husband, but if she does leave, she must remain unmarried, or else be reconciled to her husband, and that the husband should not divorce his wife.
所以做丈夫的本分，第一就是与妻子同住。
So the first duty of a husband is to live with your wife.
然后除了不可离弃妻子，圣经说也要按照圣经的教导来对待妻子。
So besides not leaving your wife, secondly, it says that the husband needs to treat your wife according to the teaching of the Bible.
让我们来看这节经文中间那一句。
So let's look at the middle part of verse 7.
因他比你软弱，比你软弱，原文就是软弱的器皿，与你一同承受生命之恩，所以要敬重他。
It's because as with someone weaker, as in a weaker vessel, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered.
所以神创造男人跟女人有不同的地方。
When God created men and women, there are differences.
然后女人的体力和感情跟男人都不同。
The physical strength and emotional strength are different between men and women.
男人的身体大致上比女人比较强大。
Generally, men is stronger than the women.
那么一个男人的身体 40% 是肌肉，不是肌肉那个肉。
40% of a man's body is composed of muscles.
而一个女人的只有 23% 是肌肉。
And only 23% of a woman's body are muscles.
所以男人的体格比女人大。
So the,
man body,
the build of a man, is bigger than the woman.
所以平均男人的身体 10% 比女人大。
So generally, 40% of the men have bigger body built than a woman.
因此女人在体格上比男人软弱。
And it's because of that the physical strength of a woman is weaker, is less than a man.
虽然女人的体格比男人软弱。
Even though women is less strong than a man.
但是在神的眼中，女人不是二等公民。
In the eyes of God, a woman is not second-class citizen.
在属灵上，女人跟男人没有什么不同。
Spiritually, there is no difference between men and women.
就好像这句经文说，与你一起承受生命之恩的。
Just as this verse said, she is a fellow heir of the grace of life.
那妻子比丈夫比较软弱。
Wife is less strong than the husband.
因此做丈夫的有责任保护妻子。
Therefore, it is the duty of the husband to protect his wife.
并且尊重她。
And to honor her.
所以当我们尊重一个人的时候，
When we honor somebody,
我们会把这个人看为是一个有价值的人。
We will look upon that person as someone valuable.
而不是一件东西。
And it is not a thing.
上个星期我谈到彼得时代女人她们的地位。
Last week I talked about the position of a woman during the time of Peter.
然后当时的女人活在三个不同文化的背景当中。
And at that time, the women lived under three different kinds of cultures.
然后无论是犹太人的文化。
Whether it is the culture of the Jews.
希腊的文化。
The Greek.
或者罗马文化。
Or the Roman culture.
都把女人看为是一件东西。
They all look upon the women as a thing.
没有价值
no value to it.
不被尊重
They're not honored.
但是圣经在这里却劝勉做丈夫的要心尊重妻子
But here the Bible is saying that husband, you should honor your wife.
那么在神的眼中女人不是一件东西
So in God's eyes, woman is not a thing.
而是按照神的形象被造的
And it is made according to the image of God.
所以妻子顺服丈夫不等于是二等公民。
So a wife who is submissive to the husband doesn't mean that she is a second class citizen.
这个是妻子在夫妻里面关系里的一个角色。
And so this is a...
It's a role.
It's a role, in a marriage.
所以妻子顺服丈夫
So a woman submitting to the husband,
什么丈夫爱妻子,
husband loves his wife,
要敬重自己的妻子,
and he ought to honor his own wife.
所以什么是敬重?
So what is honor?
什么敬重是指有尊敬和敬意的意思?
Honor means, you respect, and you lift that person up.
我曾经有一个老人
there was an elderly gentleman.
他的个子很小
He is short in stature.
所以他经常眨眼而且手会发抖
And he often has a twinkling, he often has a tremor of his eyes and also a tremor of his hands.
然后当他吃东西的时候他的手会发抖
And when he's eating, a lot of times his hands will tremor.
那么因此他不能够好好的把食物送进口里。
So, oftentimes he cannot, place the food in his mouth.
然后食物经常掉在桌子上或者地上。
So the food would often fall on the, table or on the floor.
他没有任何人可以投靠。
There was nobody else he can rely on.
所以他必须以他结了婚的那个独一的儿子居住。
So he have to go and live with his only son who is also married.
但是这位媳妇不喜欢这个老人家住在他们的家里面。
But the daughter-in-law did not like the idea of him living with them.
因为会影响到他的幸福。
Because it will affect their happiness.
那么他们就把这个年老的父亲隔在厨房的一个角落。
And so they put this elderly father in a corner in the kitchen.
然后给他一个瓦器做的一个碗
gave him a ceramic bowl
让他在那边自己吃的东西
so that he can eat his own food in the corner
然后有一天他的手发抖然后那个碗掉在地上
so one day because of his tremor in the hands the bowl fell to the floor
然后打破了
and so it was broken
然后媳妇就对他说
and so the daughter-in-law told him
他说如果你是一只猪
He said, if you were a pig,
就用这个饲料槽来代替你的碗。
Then eat from a trough.
那么他们就去买了一个饲料槽。
And so they bought a trough for him.
从此以后他就用这个槽来吃饭。
So from that point on, he ate from the trough.
那么这对夫妻他们有一个四岁的孩子。
This couple have a four-year-old son.
他们很疼这个孩子。
They loved their son a lot.
那么有一个傍晚
And in one evening,
然后爸爸就看到这四岁的孩子在玩一块木头
This father noticed that his son was playing with a piece of wood.
然后因此他就问他说
So he asked him,
他说儿子你在做什么
He said, son, what are you doing?
那么他四岁的儿子就回答爸爸
And so this four-year-old replied,
我正在做一个饲料槽。
I am making a trough.
那么等我长大以后是用来给你跟妈妈吃饭。
And after I grow up, I'm gonna give it to you guys so you and mom can eat from the trough.
那么这对夫妇听了。
So when this couple heard this,
你看我，我看你。
They look at each other.
有口不能言。
They couldn't say anything.
还哭了一阵。
They also wept.
然后就走进厨房里面。
So they walked into the kitchen.
然后把这位年老的父亲带到这个餐桌上，餐桌前。
They led his elderly father to the dinner table.
那么坐在这个很舒适的椅子上。
Place him on a very comfortable chair.
那么从今以后，虽然这个食物掉在桌子或者地上。
So from that point on, even the food was dropped on the table or on the floor.
也没有人骂他了。
Nobody would scold him.
那么尊贵再次回到这个年老的父亲身上。
And honor once again was bestowed on this elderly father.
所以丈夫应当爱妻子，好像基督爱教会一样。
So husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved his church.
我们在旧约圣经里面何西亚书引用丈夫对妻子的爱来形容神对他子民的爱。
And in the Old Testament, in the book of Hosea, it talks about how a husband loved his wife to illustrate how God loved his people.
丈夫是代表神。
The husband is God.
那么妻子是代表这神的子民。
And the wife is the people of God.
那么虽然这位妻子离开自己的丈夫。
Even though this wife ran away from his own husband.
在外犯奸淫。
She committed adultery.
但是丈夫没有放弃她。
But the husband never gives up on her.
把她找回来。
Find her.
把这个尊贵再次归在她的身上。
And once again, return honor to her.
所以丈夫对妻子的爱应当好像神对他的子民的爱一样。
So, the way husband loves his wife should be just as God loves his people.
所以保罗在以弗所书第五章第二十五节这么说。
So, in Ephesians 5:25,
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
所以做丈夫的本分，第一就是要与妻子同住。
So the duty of a husband, first off, is to live with your wife.
同住的意思就是不可以离婚。
To live with your wife means no divorce.
然后第二，做丈夫的本分就是要敬重自己的妻子。
The second duty of a husband is to show her honor.
然后第三，彼得在这边说要注重于祷告。
And thirdly, Peter said, place prayer as your priority.
所以彼得在这边说，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因她比你软弱。与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
You husbands in the same way live with your wives in an understanding way as with someone weaker since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life so that your prayers will not be hindered.
我请注意这节经文最后的一句。
Please focus on the last phrase of this verse.
这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
So that your prayers will not be hindered.
那么从上文我们看到主耶稣所受的苦。
So in the previous chapter, we saw how Jesus suffered.
然后除了是要把救恩带给我们。
So besides bringing us salvation,
也要我们怎样学习他的榜样。
He wants us to follow his example.
因为基督徒妻子在苦难中顺服自己的丈夫。
Because in suffering, the wives obey her husband.
目的就是要丈夫得到这个救恩。
And the purpose is for the husband to accept salvation.
那么今天的经文谈到丈夫要与妻子同住。
And today's scripture talks about how a husband needs to live with his wife.
敬重自己的妻子。
And to honor his wife.
目的除了是遵守耶稣的教导。
And the purpose is besides obeying the teaching of Jesus.
另外就是 祷告不会受到阻碍。
Another thing is so that the prayers will not be hindered.
所以今天的经文，这节经文是谈到丈夫跟妻子之间的关系。
So the scripture today is talking about the relationship between a husband and a wife.
而彼得说，这个关系会影响到一个做丈夫的祷告生活。
It's talking how this relationship will influence the prayer life of a husband.
一个良好的关系会带来一个良好的祷告生活。
A good relationship will bring forth a good prayer life.
然后一个坏的关系会影响他跟神的关系。
And a bad relationship will bring forth a bad prayer life.
然后自然而然的就影响到他对神的祷告。
And so it will influence or affect his relationship with God.
如果我们跟别人的关系不好的话，
If our relationship is not good with others,
比如说心里面充满了这个仇恨。
For example, if your heart is full of hatred,
不能够饶恕别人的过犯。
You cannot forgive others' faults.
将会影响到我们与神的关系。
It will affect your relationship with God.
也会影响到我们跟神的祷告。
And it will also affect our prayer with God.
所以在马太福音第五章主耶稣这么说。
So in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said,
他说所以你们祭坛上献礼物的时候若想起弟兄向你怀冤就把礼物留在坛前先去同弟兄和好然后来才来献这个礼物。
Therefore, if you are presenting your offering at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go.First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your offering.
在这个祷告文的时候，主耶稣对门徒说。
And in the Lord's Prayer, he told the disciple.
他说，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive our transgressions as we forgive others' transgressions.
所以如果夫妻之间的关系不好。
So if it is, the relationship between a husband and wife,It's not good.
无论是丈夫的或者妻子的过错
No matter whose fault is it, it is.
将会影响到个人的祷告生活
It will affect the personal prayer life.
然后无形中就影响到那个人跟神的关系
And it will affect the person's relationship with God.
那么有一天有位丈夫他的名字叫做彼得
So one day, there's a husband, his name is Peter.
然后彼得有一天从外头工作回来。
So one day Peter came home from work.
因为那天工作很忙。
Because it was a very busy day at work.
然后因此感到很累。
He was very tired.
那么他的太太在厨房里准备这个晚餐。
His wife was preparing dinner in the kitchen.
而那天他也不顺利。
It was not a good day for her either.
因为孩子烦了他一整天。
Because the kids were bothering her all day.
彼得回到家里面第一件事情他就走进厨房里面去。
So the first thing after Peter gone home, he went to the kitchen.
把锅子的盖打开。
He opened up the pot cover.
他说 ,What for supper?
今天晚上吃什么
?Oh no, fish again?
哎呀又是鱼啊。
那么他太太没有说一句。
The wife didn't say a word.
那么他哭着就离开厨房然后走进房里面去。
She started crying, left the kitchen and went to the room.
彼得在想到底讲错了什么话。
So Peter was thinking, what did I say wrong?
心里面有点不满。
He was not very happy.
他就去敲门。
And so he knocked on the door.
太太说请走开不要我不要跟你说话。
The wife said, go away, I don't want to talk to you.
那彼得只好走到后院去。
So Peter went to the backyard.
在那边徘徊。
And so he was kind of just walking back and forth.
那么他在想既然自己是基督徒。
He thought, since I'm a Christian.
应当向神祷告。
I should pray to God.
把事情告诉神。
I should tell God what happened.
但是他总是觉得自己的祷告好像不能够穿过这个天花板一样。
But it's as if his prayer cannot go through the ceiling.
他继续的徘徊。
And so he continued to walk back and forth.
然后突然间他想起。
And all of a sudden he remembered.
那可能太太今天很不顺利。
Maybe it is a hard day for his wife.
孩子烦了他一整天。
Maybe the kids were not good.
而我回到家里没有问他，哎，你好吗？
And then when I got home, I didn't ask her how are you.
以爱来表示他对他的关怀。
Didn't show any love, didn't show any concern.
我只是为了自己的肚子讲了一些不良善的话。
I only say something not very nice because of my belly.
我想我不能怪她。
So I thought I cannot blame her.
都是我不好。
It's because of me.
那么当时她就在院子里面捡那些玫瑰花。
And so he picked some roses from the yard.
然后把它放在这个瓶子里面。
Put it in a vase.
就把这些花带去给。太太。
And so he brought the roses to his wife.
然后把门轻轻地打开。
He opened up the door gently.
但是他看到太太还在哭泣。
But he saw his wife is still crying.
他就把这个玫瑰花放在他的面前。
And so he placed the roses before her.
然后太太就抬起头来看。
And so the wife lifted her head.
脸上还有眼泪。
She's still wet from the tears.
但是微笑做错。
And she smiled and said,
彼得刚才都不应该的。
He said, Peter,
it shouldn't have happened. 彼得说。
And so Peter said,
亲爱的对不起。
Dear, I'm sorry.
都是我不好。
It's my fault.
我实在是有点自私。
I'm selfish.
请你原谅我。
Please forgive me.
我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray together.
他们两个人就跪下来祷告。
And so they both kneel and pray.
天就开了。
The sky opened up.
荣耀、喜乐、平安充满了整个房间。
Glory and joy filled the whole place.
所以这个就是彼得在这边讲的祷告。
So this is the prayer talked about by Peter here.
所以你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
You husbands in the same way live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life.So that your prayers will not be hindered.
让我们以点时间来思想今天的这个信息。
Let us use some time to meditate on the message today.
让我们在神的面前听神的话语。
Let us come before the Lord and listen to His words.
很多时候世人有他的方法，有他的教导。
Oftentimes the world teaches us methods.
但是我们应当听从神的教导。
But we ought to hearAnd listen to God's teaching.
让我们做丈夫和妻子的珍惜我们的婚姻。
Let us, who are husbands and wife, treasure our marriage.
我丈夫爱妻子，妻子顺服丈夫。
Husband, love your wife, and wife, obey your husband.
这个是神的要求。
This is God's command.
当我们遵守神的要求的时候将会是美好的。
And when we are obedient to God's command, it will be good.
天父求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
让我们顺服在你的旨意下。
Help us to be obedient.
让我们将自己摆上。
Help us to offer up ourselves.
经常为着别人来着想。
To often think about other people first.
来去爱别人。
And to love others.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.